Well, hi everybody. In some sense, June isn't the best month for observing the heavens. If you actually live in the north of England, and even worse in Scotland, it never gets to astronomical, or past astronomical twilight. It never gets totally dark for a few weeks either side of the summer solstice, which interestingly this year is on June the 20th, just before midnight universal time. But of course that means it's just before 1 a.m. British summer time, so I guess we could say that the solstice is either on the 20th or the 21st, depending how we feel. But it is interesting, it's fairly well back and nominally comes into the 20th rather than the 21st. Well, in the few hours we do have to see the heavens, if we start off looking towards the west after sunset, we have the constellation of Leo. And we'll come back to that because it contains, or nearby, two of the planets this month. Coming around from Leo in the south, fairly empty part of the sky that contains Virgo, and then lower down in the south, particularly after midnight, one can actually see Scorpius with the red star Antares, and then Sagittarius. Now, sadly, from my latitude here at Jodrell Bank in Manchester, they're barely above the horizon, and we don't see those constellations at all well, which is a pity because, in fact, this is where one will find the planet Jupiter this summer. High overhead, though, we have the constellation of Ursa Major, which is full of interesting things, and if you look on the Night Sky website, there's quite a detailed summary of what you can find there. But as the night goes through, then we have this rather lovely part of the sky becoming visible. Essentially the constellations of Cygnus, Lyra, and Aquila, the eagle. The brightest stars of these, Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila, the eagle, make up a triangle, which I think Patrick Moore called the Summer Triangle. And it's a very nice part of the sky. There's a lovely planetary nebula, the Ring Nebula M57, which you can seek out with a telescope in Lyra. There's another one, in fact, between Aquila and Cygnus called the Dumbbell Nebula. And lots of exciting things to see as well. Beautiful double star system in Lyra. Again, all of those are detailed on the website. So if you are prepared to stay up during the midnight hours, then there's a fair bit to see. We've got three planets visible and some quite nice objects in the sky as well. So let's just have a look at the planets now. I'll start with Saturn. Really, this is the last month that we can see it before it disappears and will reappear again in a few months in the dawn. It's very close to the star Regulus in Leo. I think it starts the month just about 3 degrees away to the left, and then by the end of the month it's about 5 degrees away. It's moving eastwards now. It will be fairly low, so we're not going to see it all that well, but you should be able to make out, if the seeing is at all good, the Cassini's division in the rings, and also at least with a small telescope, the planet Titan. A 6-inch telescope, or even better, an 8-inch telescope, will show you 3 or more satellites. But of course, as it's getting rather low, and it won't be that dark when you see it, probably they won't be quite so visible. So maybe Titan is the only one we'll see this month easily. It's not as bright as it sometimes is. I've said this several times this year. The rings are closing, and early next year, at the very end of this year, they'll be basically edge on to us, so we won't actually see the rings at all on a couple of occasions. But have a last try to see it. It is a lovely looking planet. What about Mars? Well, Mars is actually moving up into Leo, and during the month it gets quite close. And at the very end of the month, we'll come back to this as a highlight, it's actually only 3/4 degree away from Regulus. It's only about 5 arc seconds in angular size now, so you'll be very pushed to see any detail at all on the surface. It will just look like a salmony pink disc, Still very pretty, and I will return to that a little bit later on. Now for Venus. Well, sadly we won't see it this month. It actually passes behind the Sun on June the 9th. That's in fact called superior conjunction. So we really don't have a chance to see it at all. And we have to wait until about the end of July when it will become visible low in the west after sunset. Mercury is in much the same position, but in this case, it actually passes between the Earth and the Sun. That's called inferior conjunction, the exact opposite, and that's on almost the same time at June the 7th. So it won't really be visible until the very end of the month, when it rises low in the east-northeast just before dawn. The reddish star Aldebaran, which lies in the direction of the Hyades cluster in Taurus, isn't very far away, and you could well confuse them. But planets scintillate, or the nice word is twinkle, rather less than the stars. So if you see them both, Aldebaran will be the one that's twinkling, and Mercury will be one that has a slightly steadier image. That's because the angular size is larger, and the twinkles sort of average out a bit. Okay, what about some highlights this month? Well, there isn't an awful lot, I'm afraid, to go for. On June the 7th, if it's clear, just after sunset, there's a rather nice skyscape, as I like to call it, in the west. Basically, Leo is sort of setting towards the west, but between Leo and the horizon, you'll see the moon. And just up to the left of the moon would be the planet Mars. I said that during the month it's working its way towards Leo. Up to the left of Mars, you should see the bright star Regulus in Leo, and just a few degrees up and to the left of Regulus will be the planet Saturn. So that's going to be quite a nice little skyscape to see early in the month. And in fact, the same time, same place in the sky, but around the 30th of the month, then obviously Leo is going to be near the horizon at sunset, so it won't be quite so obvious. But on that night, Mars is just 3/4 of a degree away, up to the right of Regulus. Saturn has been moving away. That's now about 5 degrees up to the left of Regulus. But all three should fit into the field of a pair of binoculars. That should be quite a nice sight. So I'm certainly hoping it will actually be clear that particular night. We were very lucky in May that we had an astronomy meeting at Jodrell Bank, and Mercury was perfectly placed to see just to the lower left of the moon. So that was a very good night, and I'm hoping we have some nights like that this month as well. So I know you haven't got a long time to observe the heavens, but I do hope you go out and see something.